Pearl Explorer.
Hi, it's Sarah. How are you?
Good, Sarah. How are you? This is Doug. You're probably looking for Bruce.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Well, I mean,
no.
I could talk to you, too. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, that's awfully nice. How's your weather there?
Actually, for us, for November, it's amazing. We're in the 50s, like 57, 58, which is unheard of for us. So I can't complain.
Right.
I know it's not 70s or 80s, but how about you guys?
It's freezing rain. Yeah, about the same, 48, I think. 48, yeah, and sunny. So.
See, so that's not bad either.
No, next week is not going to be pretty, though, here.
Oh, really?
Next week, it's going to get down in the 20s, high in the 30s.
Yeah,
a week before Thanksgiving.
You kind of need that.
On, okay?
Okay, thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too, dear.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, Bruce.
Why, hello, Bruce. What's happening?
Another day in paradise. How about for you?
same thing, right? Getting ready for these holidays here. So,
no doubt about that. I can't wait for them to be over.
Tell me about it. I know. It's
sad,
but true, you know?
No.
After
too many years in this business, Christmas is just kind of like, do we have to
I
do
know.
This again?
Correct. I agree. I agree.
Reason I called yesterday, I've got a client that's trying to find like a round strong 250 up to about 2¾.
Okay.
EVS2.
Okay, 250. Now, why like EVS2? Is it because they saw something or?
Well, long story short, long, long time ago, he bought his wife a diamond. Same basic size, and the size parameters I just gave you will fit in her current mounting. But, he bought her with fairly nice color, but it was garbage.
Oh, gotcha.
She's always hated it. It's her 10th anniversary.
Okay.
And he wants, obviously he would rather have it internally flawless, which he actually has the money to buy, but he's not going to do it.
Okay.
So, and her stone wasn't
half. Did he give you a budget?
He didn't. I mean,
okay.
I've probably got on my end, at least 42 to 45.
Okay. Okay.
For the stone, I figure that's got to be fairly close.
Okay. So, like for instance, there is a 250. I'm going to look into that is out. That the EVS2 is exactly what you're asking. It's a GIA, triple X. That one's $35,188 for the stone. I do have a DVVS1 for $70,000 if you want to tease him.
What's the size?
It's a 2.8, the DVVS?
Yeah.
It's a DVVS1 GIA XXX. It's a 2.80.
Mm-hmm.
That one is $70,000.
$70,000 even?
Yeah.
Oh, is it any fluorescence on that?
No fluorescence, and no fluorescence on the 250.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. I do have a 3-carat on its way back that's priced really well. There's a reason for it. It is a DVS1. It is GIA. It's a VG cut grade, excellent VG, and then it has medium. It's still a beautiful diamond, but that's the reason why this is only $66,900.
Okay. I've dealt with this guy for...
Okay.
She's longer than I care to admit to.
Okay.
And the VG will just... He'll
okay.
Poop,
will he
he'll
do medium
right
fluorescence?
With
a triple X by chance?
He might if it wasn't obvious. He actually has a relatively decent eye for somebody that's not in the business.
Okay. Well, yeah, the medium isn't going to be hazy or anything. It's still going to be bright and everything. You know what I mean? It's just that, like, this one here is also priced actually better than the other one. It's a DVS1 GIA XXX medium fluorescence, 302, and it's $59,721 for the stone.
Okay.
I mean, I do you want me to continue with, like, FPSs or?
No, I think you've gave me plenty to shoot him. I guess I was kind of hoping we'd get to the 275 point.
Well, okay.
Just for diameter. You can't see the mounting, so you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but it's kind of a...
Well, what diameter do you need? I can see if I have something in my New York City office. That's not a problem.
Hang on just a second. Let's see if I've got that handy. Jeez. Very efficient today. The 8.9. Well, actually, that would have been about 2.5. His current stone is 8.9 millimeters.
His current stone is 8.9? Okay. So, like, that 280 is a 9 millimeter that I quoted you. But let me, so 8.9. So 8.9 to 9 millimeters. So let me see. I can see what I have. And you said up to what, 45,000?
Yeah, that's where I was trying to stay in.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, he gave me a budget of 45 to 50.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I wouldn't mind making at least a couple of
right,
grand.
Right.
This is actually the seventh engagement ring I sold this guy.
Oh, my God. Stop it. All different women?
Yeah.
Woo!
he laughed last time he was in. He said if he stopped getting divorced and messing around, he would have been 10 times
God.
More wealthy than he is
Isn't
now.
Isn't that
he,
something?
Yeah,
oh,
he, just,
man.
He can't help himself. So, but did you want to take a look in your New York office then?
Yes. Oh, yes, okay. Of course. Yep, I'm going to call you back. Give me about an hour.
Yeah, take
and
your
I
time.
And I will call you back.
Yeah, because that first one you quoted on, it was a 2.5 carat.
Yep,
was
that was a 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just wait to hear from you.
Okay, I will talk to you shortly.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye, Bruce.
Bye.
Nice job.